Sharma was unanimously elected by the 53 member states of the Commonwealth on the second day of their heads of government meeting in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Sharma, the Indian High Commissioner to London, will be the organisation's first Asian Secretary General. He was chosen over Maltese Foreign Minister Michael Frendo and will take over April 1st from the current Secretary General, New Zealand's Don McKinnon. At a news conference following his appointment, Sharma said the Commonwealth is a global good and he'll take on the position with enthusiasm and confidence. He spoke about the benefits the Commonwealth can bring to its smaller and poorer members, such as the Caribbean island countries.
We should try and see where we can further assist aid for trade. We have talked about, for instance, how can we do trade facilitation? How can we give help so that small states have exportable goods? I'm very particular in emphasizing on the area of services, because services is now a globally burgeoning industry. And I think the 21st century is going to be as much a trading century in services, not more, than in goods.
International development consultant Peter Robbins has worked in several Commonwealth countries advising governments on economic and trade policy. Speaking by phone from London, he said the British Commonwealth lacks the influence and ability it once had to support the development of its member countries.
Theoretically, the Commonwealth could be a very important institution because it's got very wealthy countries in it like Britain and the newly emerging countries like India, as well as poor countries. Really, they could be a very useful self-help group of countries. But in fact, their various trade advantages that once were there have now really become subservient to the World Trade Organization rules.
As well as electing a new leader, Commonwealth leaders Saturday issued a statement on climate change. The new Secretary General had said he expected Commonwealth leaders to agree on a strong statement, but the statement contained only vague language and did not suggest a move towards binding international agreements. Malcolm Webb for VOA News, Kampala.